Beloved Orthodox Christians, every year at this point, I take the opportunity to remind you that we are present in the Divine Liturgy right now. Many of you have come from far away for this purpose, to worship God in spirit and truth and to give honor, the honor which is due to the patron saint of this holy monastery, to one of the most beloved saints of our local church, Saint John. And we pray in the sanctuary for our sins and for the ignorances of the people, which means that there's a lot of ignorance. People don't understand things. The holy angels tremble and are awestruck at the mystery of the Divine Liturgy. And we cannot stand here with indifference. And all these things that you see here in church, the icons, those things that you hear, the incense which you smell, all these things are there to help us cultivate not the senses of the body only, but of the soul. For here we have the opportunity to open the eyes of the soul so that we can grasp a little bit of what's going on here at every Divine Liturgy. And the mystery is great. The prophets of the Old Testament were not able to see such a mystery before the coming of the time of our Savior. After the incarnation of our Savior, we celebrate the service of His holy body and blood. And we have now completed the first part of the Divine Liturgy, which ends at the Gospel. And shortly we will hear chanted the Cherovikon, the so-called Cherovikon, the Cherubikim, which says, "Let us, who mystically portray the cherubim and chant the thrice holy hymn unto the life-creating Trinity, now lay aside all earthly care." Put aside your earthly care. Don't bring it here. This is a monastery, and this is the Church of God. Otherwise, you will not receive the benefit. Every single one of us here today is at a different spiritual level, and we can receive this grace commensurate to where we are spiritually. Why do we lay aside all earthly care? The Cherubikim continues after the great entrance, so that we may receive the King of Glory, the King of all, escorted invisibly by the angelic orders. Some people have been able to see even with their physical eyes the angels who are here present in the Divine Liturgy. But as St. Isaac the Syrian says, greater is he who sees with his spiritual eyes. So we need to cultivate our spiritual senses and our eyes to grasp what is happening. And the Church prepares us with the Cherubikim to get to the heart of the Divine Liturgy and to get to the point of the matter, the heart of the matter, which is the heart. And we hear the words not of a priest, not of a high priest, a bishop, but the words of our Lord. Take, eat, this is my body. Drink ye all of it, this is my blood. And when the bishop or the priest opens his mouth to pronounce those words, he should stand with fear and trembling. And those who hear should stand with fear and trembling, because the words are not the words of the priest or the bishop, but they are the very words of our Lord, who uses the mouth of the clergyman to pronounce these words to the faithful. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear, he says in scriptures. And so with this preparation then, we come to participate in the Holy Eucharist. Now, my beloved, let us lay aside all earthly care. Usually with festivals like this, there are many distractions. We all have been distracted. Let us now try to concentrate on the words of the prayer, especially now that we are getting to the heart of the Divine Liturgy. And we should thank God that He has called us to be members of His Holy Church, to be able to rejoice in the sight of the sacred oblation of the Holy Mysteries. Those of you who will Bring forth your supplications with faith, with longing, with humility. We'll receive that which is profitable for you, that which is unto salvation, life everlasting. But as I've said many times, we must understand that we must go on God's timetable and not our own. Sometimes we demand something from God, but we're not ready for it. He's the one that's God, not us. We can't make him obedient to us. We have to be obedient to him. So when we make our supplications, we make them with humility. And we pray that the holy patron, St. John Maximovich of San Francisco, visit all of you, visit all of us, and stand here with us even now, readily hearing the prayers of the faithful who are praying unto God. And let us stand aright, let us stand with fear, and let us attend, let us be attentive, so that we may offer the holy oblation and peace. Tomen kalos, tomen metafobu. Proskomen, na dinome prosohi. Για να προσφέρουμε τις δεήσεις μας και την αναφορά εις το Χριστό μας. Αμήν.